Mr. President?
Yeah.
Mac?
Yeah.
I was going to see the boys at 4 o'clock on a protective basis or anything. We might have to give them one for an overnight.
I haven't done anything. I've talked to Washington a few times, but they just say, well, we have a telephone. I've been going over the reports received from various government agencies and government departments and over the congratulatory wires. I've been talking to people that call me and been at my desk all day. I haven't been out of the room. I'm just working full-fledged because Jack's gone. And Buzz is down there, I guess. And,
yeah, he's with me.
I guess there's not much to tell them. I think that I'll decide whether to go back in tomorrow night and come back Wednesday afternoon or just stay. I don't know what to do. I hate to stay away that long. And it's a little easier for me to work up there than it is here because anybody comes in here, they got all the roads barricaded. And there's such notoriety. And I haven't known Ms. Johnson's down in Johnson City working on the little house.
You going to go to a press conference tomorrow?
No, I don't see that you can do anything but get in trouble at them. I don't see any much to be gained by it unless we had some good news to give them, and I don't know of any.
No, I don't know yet either. Buzz is working with Bundy and Ackley, and I'm working with Jim Greenfield, Art Sylvester, and John Leslie. And call Commerce and see if Hodges can come up with something along a philosophical nature about business, keeping on a broader range. But as soon as we get that together, Buzz and I will put our heads together come up with, you know, see if there's anything in there that you like. There are a couple of items that are a little bit troublesome this afternoon. Senators Young and Long have said that they understand that you're going to call Congress back in special session the 16th. Boggs said no, and they're all over the press and all over the wires this afternoon. Do you have any plans for calling the Congress back in session,
no.
Mr. President?
No, but I just tell them I had no comment on it and just let these loose-tongued people talk.
Okay. The only other one,
Mr.
that Trump, is?
But you're sure when I have any plans to
that they'll
reveal
know
it, I'll announce them.
Right. There's also a story out of London that the new Prime Minister has sent you a letter requesting that he meet with you in January, and me, I checked out with Bromley Smith in Washington.
Yeah.
They haven't received any such letter.
No.
I don't know anything about that. And just one other thing, and I'm trying to get some background information, although Jack might have mentioned it to you. Apparently a man by the name of Lloyd Gregory from Houston talked to Jack a couple of weeks ago about your pushing a button on 11 o'clock on Tuesday to open up a new $6 million wharf project in the port of Houston, which is also celebrating the 50th anniversary. Jack, ever discuss that with you, Mr.
No.
President? All right, well, I'll do a memo on it and send it out to the ranch.
Okay.
All right, sir.